And finally today, it's been a long time since Berlin was part of the Soviet bloc, but it remains the city where Eastern Europe meets the West. And that's evident in the arts, especially in a new ballet production of The Wizard of Oz. But as David Heck reports from Berlin, it's not exactly the Oz you remember from your childhood.
You know the story. There's a girl on a farm in Kansas. She has a little dog. One day, a tornado tosses their house up in the air. Not only are we not in Kansas anymore, we're not even in the U.S. This is the Soviet version of The Wizard of Oz, and much of the world, including China and the Middle East, knows it better than the original American story. In the Soviet telling, there's no Dorothy. Russian speakers have a hard time saying the name. So the girl's called Ellie, and her dog is Totoshka. But otherwise, the story is pretty similar. The Soviet Oz story was published in 1939 by Alexander Melentievich
Volkov.
Volkov?
Yes. This is only one book we have in Russia.
Vladimir Malakov is principal dancer and artistic director of Berlin's Staatsballet.
Called Volshebnik Izumrudnogo Goroda. Volshebnik, it's a wizard. Yeah. Izumrudny, it's emerald. And Gorod, it's city. Yeah. The wizard of Emerald City.
And how old were you when you saw the film with Judy Garland?
I didn't even know that this film exists.
After the collapse of the Soviet Union in 1991, Malakov left the Bolshoi Academy in Moscow to become principal dancer at the American Ballet Theatre in New York.
Then I saw the first time.
That's when he saw the Hollywood movie. Now in Berlin, Malakov has commissioned choreographer Giorgio Amadia to make a production that blends the two versions. Americans don't need to read the program notes to follow the storyline. It's all very familiar, except for one thing. The music it uses is by Soviet composer Dmitri Shostakovich. Here we're in the intoxicating poppy field, where our heroes fall asleep. It nearly prevents them from reaching their goal. But finally they arrive at the Emerald City. It wouldn't be hard to see this as green equals money equals the false splendor of capitalist society. The American author, who wrote the original Wizard of Oz book, always said there's no subtext to the story. That hasn't stopped generations of academics from seeing hidden meaning. For example, as an allegory of 19th century U.S. monetary policy, with the yellow brick road representing the gold standard. So did Soviet readers also see hidden metaphors? Like the scarecrow needs a brain to win the class struggle.
Not really.
Katya Petrovskaya studies Soviet literature. She says the story was never seen as a vehicle for propaganda.
Actually, Soviet culture is a very strange thing. It was a sort of ideological propaganda culture for children was a free area.
Her father, Miron Petrovsky, was a Soviet literary critic who wrote about the Oz story. He saw themes of camaraderie and self-reliance in it, but his daughter says he never tried to relate it to Karl Marx or any other socialist thinkers. In the new ballet, Malakov dances the part of the wizard. He tries to trick Dorothy / Ellie and her friends to make them think he's a great and powerful wizard. He holds a large white disc in front of his body. And images of other bodies are projected onto it as he moves along.
First of all, only legs, and then body, it's mine, and the woman legs. This is also a nice idea. I have many different, you can cut many different pieces.
Until 20 years ago, the people of Berlin were divided. Those in the West grew up with the Judy Garland movie, dubbed in German. Those in the East only knew the Soviet version. Now, with the war long gone, many Berliners have come to appreciate both versions. The Soviet book has been translated into English, yet few Americans know it. And many Russians today still don't know the American books or movie. In fact, until recently, Polina Semenova, who dances the part of Ellie in a new ballet, thought the story was Russian. For The World, I'm David Hecht in Berlin.
You can view a colorful and rather wacky slideshow from the ballet, including, as you'll see, a whole new take on the Scarecrow, the Tin Man, and the Cowardly Lion. It's all at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for listening.